I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to This City.
And I'm Terry Way. Well, Sandy, it's been a couple weeks since we've seen each other. I hear you got out of town a bit.
I did.
Tell me more.
3-day weekend to the beach.
Hello.
Early Thanksgiving. It was rainy, so lots of gallery prowling. Mm-hmm. We discovered the Pacific Coast Gallery in Depot Bay, and it has a deceptively charming little door. You walk in thinking you're going to see a little gallery, and it turns out to be huge, 2-story extravaganza of everything from $10,000 bronzes to Thomas Kincaid's to a really wide a selection of really excellent jewelers as
well. And is it right there by the seawall, or where
it's
is
a little,
it?
It's a little bit south, but it's right there on the main road.
South of the bridge.
And then I spotted it coming up, so I think anybody's on the road will easily spot it, big sign, Pacific Coast Gallery.
Oh.
Especially a lot of bronzes, beautiful, beautiful bronzes.
Wow.
There's a hole upstairs with, there must have been 50 or 60.
Great.
All kinds of paintings, jewelry.
That's encouraging because more galleries are closing than opening. It's good to hear there's one still over there on the coast.
Well, it was definitely worth an hour of my time.
Cool. All right. And then where else? You went further
north.
Well,
we went on north, 45 minutes north of Portland. You take the Woodland Cougar exit, go to Ariel, is the Leluska Gallery, and we went there for their annual big show that they have. Chief Singani is a world-class carver of Native American, you know, those big Coast Indian masks.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might know, we collect those.
Yes, I do.
So I have to say Peter did drop a few on a new mask. And
there's a new one to look forward to.
And he decked me out pretty nice, too.
All right.
Kinds of ivory there. Besides the mask, there was a wide selection of jewelry in the native style.
So they do have a gallery as
yes,
such
it's
just
called
for this event?
It's called the Leluska Gallery.
Okay.
They have a longhouse where people can go for very inexpensive, it's amazing, to watch them dance with the masks that they've made and the costumes. And then afterwards, the gallery is always open.
Okay, so it's a regular gallery, not just for events then?
Well, I think it's for events, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can go there during the week. And
nope, you have to go there for one of these dancing events.
Okay, gotcha.
So go to leluska.org. To see what their schedule is.
Okay.
I've been many times. It's well worth the drive to sit in the longhouse by the firelight and watch these fantastic artworks being danced.
Right, being used in their
in the way
their
they should
form.
Be. That's right.
Yeah, right. Well, I didn't get out of town.
Sorry to hear that, Terry. did you get to see any art at all?
Well, yeah, I just got a sneak preview of the show, the member show over at Maude Kern's. It's called Art for All Seasons, and it has most of the members that belong to Maude Kern's are in this show. There are about 100 artists and about 149 pieces.
So it must be worth my while to get over there.
Yeah, I think it is. I look forward to this one because it really represents what's going on in this area. I mean, these are artists. They're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
These are very practiced, talented artists that are showing over there right now. Some of the highlights, of course, I see some of the people I see often, but this is like, what are they up to now? One by Nancy Pobance. She works in these earth tones, and this one is almost like calligraphy. I kept trying to understand what they said, but I'm not sure they say anything, but they have a very light touch, it's that color that she does of earth tones. Sarkis Antakagian, one of my favorite models here in town, Natasha, he did a beautiful painting of her. It's called Natasha in Maroon. And Dan Chen has a large vessel. It's
three-dimensional, you mean?
Yes, it's more humorous than some of Dan's pieces. These have, it's a large kind of a nondescript oval vessel with a top, and then it has little crabs, little bronze crabs.
Oh, well,
crawling around.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's really humorous. And one that really caught my eye is Sarah Sedgwick. And I know Sarah's work from other shows, right? And mostly I thought she just did landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
But she has one of the nicest little figurative studies. And it's on the small side. It's called Rebecca and Her Shadow. And it is just fantastic. I really liked it.
Well, you're a connoisseur of figurative art,
well,
that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm soft on that one. So a very interesting show at Maude Kern's. It does run through December 23rd. It just opened last week.
Oh.
So plenty
great,
of time to get over.
Great place for a holiday hop.
Yes. So from Washington to Depot Bay to Maude Kern's.
We get around, don't we?
We covered some ground today. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy art viewing wherever you go.
All right. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.